Alrighty, folks, welcome back here with another weekly video with Back to Divinity. So this week's topic is going to be about Saturn. The planet Saturn is going into Aries on May 24th. So super excited for this transit. Saturn switches signs every 2 to 3 years. And so Saturn has been in the sign of Pisces for the past 2 to 3 years and is now switching over into the sign of Aries. Saturn will go retrograde later on and dabble back into the sign of Pisces at around the time of September. However, we'll be back into Aries energy shortly after. So let's talk about Saturn in Aries. So Saturn is Capricorn energy. Saturn is asking you to have your things around. What does it look like to work hard? What does it look like to be career oriented? What does it look like in terms of your relationship to authority and institutions around you, and how those structures are impacting you and how you operate within a given structure? Attachments is another thing. I think about the Devil card when I think about Capricorn energy. What are we attached to, whether physically or mentally, right? It could be a mindset. It can be a certain approach to things, right? These are all things that I think are coming up with the planet of Saturn, right? And then we have Aries energy. Aries energy is very action-oriented, passion, ambition, a lot of fire energy, feeling sort of amped up to go after the things that you want to go after, right? There are, again, extremes is something to be wary of when it comes to Aries energy, making sure that you're not prone to frustration, making sure that you're not impulsively making decisions and jumping at things, making sure that you're taking ample time to think through things, making sure that your action energy is actually backed up with alignment and intuition rather than just doing things to do things, right? That's another thing with Capricorn energy, is making sure that we're not just working to work and that we're working with a purpose sort of in mind. And so again, when I think about the planet Saturn, right, I think about retrograde energy generally. Retrogrades are asking for us to slow down, to sort of take a second to reflect and review things. So triggers could be coming up, sort of bringing things up to the surface to get you to think about how maybe you could be doing things a little bit differently. So Saturn is basically the planet of lessons. We think about it as sort of challenging us into figuring out ways to be more structured, to be more disciplined, to be more responsible in these areas, and to make sure that there's more balance, right, with these things, to make sure that the things we're attached to are actually supporting us rather than holding us back. And so Saturn going into the sign of Aries is asking us to think about, how can we be more disciplined in terms of our actions? How can we be more intentional about the steps that we're taking? How can we plan a little bit more before just jumping into things, right? So that we can fully be ready. How is it that maybe I can make sure that what I'm doing on a day-to-day is in alignment with who I am and who I feel I am in my core? Aries being the first house is identity. And so how we're being perceived by others, right? And so that could also be up for review, your relationship to yourself and how you feel you are being seen and therefore how you are seeing yourself. Again, leadership is also something that is not only connected to Capricorn energy and Aries energy. And so both of these things could be up for review. Am I being the leader that I want to be? Are my leadership qualities helpful in the position that I hold? How can I step more into leadership qualities? How can I become a stronger, better leader for those around me and for the role in which I play, right? Those are a lot of things to think about. But all in all, you could be facing certain challenges or what you think is a delay, you know, ultimately to get you to learn a lesson or two that needs to be had in order for you to sort of move forward in your action-oriented energy, in your emperor energy, with a lot more balance rather than extremity. And so a lot of these things could be up for review. Again, where could you show up more, you know, as a leader in these spaces in a way that is more balanced, right? Another thing is that Aries is the first sign, just kind of like the baby of the zodiac. That being said, Aries has a lot of emotional extremity. It's very important, and pay attention to the ways in which maybe your emotional reactions can be up for review at this time. You could be learning lessons around how to react a little bit more calmly or find other outlets for letting out frustration or for letting out passion or for letting out excitement, right? Finding other ways to sort of release whatever buildup is happening emotionally, I think is something else to be wary of with Saturn in Aries. Again, like tantrum energy could be more prone to happening with Aries energy, and Saturn being in there maybe triggering those moments for you to sort of look at yourself in the mirror and think about how to do things a little bit differently. So again, this is like retrograde energy in the sign of Aries, really peeling back the ways in which maybe you're not being yourself because you're listening too much to the things in which you view as authority in your life. You're giving too much authority to something in your life that isn't helping you. Thinking about whatever structures and institutions, systems you are partaking in that again, may not be in alignment with the person that you're trying to become, that may be working against that. So a lot of these things will be up for review in the next 2 to 3 years. Saturn moving from Pisces to Aries, again, moving from Pisces, the end of the zodiac, into Aries, the beginning of the zodiac, is really giving closure energy, closing out a cycle. Pisces, through that closure energy and really diving deeper into our emotions, Saturn in Pisces was really asking us to be more intentional about our relationship to our deeper internal self and whether we're listening to that self. Are we looking at things through illusions or are we seeing clearly? And I think if you took the time to do that work, and hopefully you did, you should be seeing things a little bit more clearly about what direction you're trying to go into, or maybe what habits you need to let go of, you know, what addictions maybe need to be, you know, fallen away in order to make space for, you know, newer energy, fresher energy, and therefore make space for more opportunities, expansion, and growth. And so Saturn moving into Aries is now asking you, now that you see the vision and now that you see things clearly and there are no illusions about what needs to go and what needs to stay, this is a great time for you now to be very disciplined in terms of taking those necessary steps to move forward. Again, with Aries versus the next sign, which is going to be Taurus, is to make sure that you're not rushing things and to make sure that you're not being impulsive about these changes, that you're fueling yourself and jumping at the opportunities that are presented to you, but that you're taking as much time as you can to be slow and steady in your approach. Is something to be wary about. So all in all, this shift is very exciting because again, it is Pisces was our dream state, our desires and our deeper longing, and getting more in tune with ourselves, which is very helpful in terms of, you know, stepping into our identity with Saturn in Aries and making sure that all the things that we do in terms of what steps we're taking is in alignment with that sense of self that we're striving for, and that we are now able to actually take action steps with a lot of the dreams and desires that we found ourselves reconnecting with through Saturn in Pisces. So again, take the time that you need to sort of, you know, build that intrinsic motivation to take that divinely aligned action. But again, be wary of not being impulsive and listening to your intuition in terms of timing when things are right. Remember that Saturn, as much as somebody will say that there are delays and challenges, these are more of moments for you to learn, moments for you to look at yourself in the mirror. So don't be scared of it. Lean into it and give yourself grace in this process. But most importantly, tap into your Emperor energy and beware of extremity. This is a great opportunity for us to start anew, feel like the fool as we're starting new beginnings, and something that you might be starting now, you could be in beginning stages of it for the next 2 to 3 years, sort of planting those seeds that will be there for a really long time to come. So again, if you really want to know how this is impacting you, look at where Aries is in your birth chart and think about that house, what themes are related to that house, and what is being called for you in terms of where you can apply more discipline, structure, and responsibility to that area of your life. If you want more personalized information with this transit, definitely look at the link in my bio, and that will point you to where you can book a reading, see how this Saturn transit is impacting you on a more personal level. But yes, thank you folks for listening to this week's episode on the Saturn and Aries transit. And I really look forward to seeing how the next 2 to 3 years goes for the collective. Alrighty, folks, have a good one. Bye.